1. Create a healthy environment. How do you change your environment when dealing with a problem that is more or less compulsive in nature? Well, you work like a mathematician, from the known to the unknown. Right now, you can identify the environment that overwhelms you into eating in an unorthodox manner. So, the same way a plant dies when you deprive it of water, you are going to work at dismantling the structures that facilitate the bad environment. Find an exercise plan that works and, most importantly, stick to it. There is no one-size-fits-all exercise and fitness plan. It is up to you to know yourself and what will help you achieve your goal. Running, spinning, yoga, CrossFit, weightlifting, recreational sports, and even walking your dog are all solid workout options for minimizing the size of your waistline. Find something that is effective and enjoyable to do. Learn to control your portions. As the saying goes, your eyes are often larger than your stomach. Pace yourself while you eat and try eating with smaller plates or bowls. People have a tendency to measure their food intake by the plateful or bowlful, so minimizing the size of these dishes will do wonders to keep you in check. Finally, wait until 20 minutes after you have finished your meal to eat dessert. More often than not, you will find that you are no longer hungry and that you saved yourself from consuming excess empty calories. Eat several small meals rather than two or three large ones. Eating throughout the day means your digestive tract is likely not getting much of a break. This works in your favor, as digesting food requires the body to expend energy. Yes, your body is burning calories without you even realizing it. The alternative is the feast and famine experience your body goes through when it is only being fueled two or three times per day, which leads to a few bursts of digestive action and much longer periods of uninterrupted inactivity. These periods of inactivity result in less work for your digestive system, which means that you are not expending energy and burning calories. Eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a commoner, and dinner like a pauper. Yes, you should be eating more than three meals per day. That is no excuse for following the spirit of this saying, though. Your food consumption should be highest in the morning and lowest at night, with the middle of the day falling somewhere in between the two. Try to eat your carbohydrates, almost all of which should be complex, by the way, in the morning. This is a great time to eat some oatmeal, which is cheap and extremely easy to prepare, along with some foods that are high in protein and good fat, such as eggs, or, if you are so inclined, egg whites, low-fat Greek yogurt, and nuts or nut butter. The best evening and night choices are rich in good fat and protein. Believe in yourself. No matter how hokey or hackneyed it may sound, you have to believe in yourself. Failing to do so will be a huge detriment to your success.